From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, the fallout from high gas prices. General Motors announces it will close plants that make SUVs, and it may scrap the Hummer.
First, today is the final day of the presidential primary season. Finally, voters in South Dakota and Montana are going to the polls. There are 31 delegates at stake. The Clinton campaign has said that Senator Clinton will not concede the nomination this evening, but she has a big event planned in New York City tonight. John Dickerson, chief political writer for Slate.com. John, at this event, she's called in supporters from all over the country, supporters and big donors. What do you know about what she'll be saying?
Well, we know there's a lot of debate about what she's saying, and frankly, we just basically have to wait to hear what comes out of her mouth. The debate so far is about whether she will concede that Barack Obama has passed the magic threshold or whether she'll concede her campaign this evening. That doesn't seem likely at all. In fact, the campaign's pushing back against that notion. The important point is it's over. Barack Obama is gaining superdelegates as we speak, and he is very soon going to be over that threshold. It may come tonight before her speech. And now much of this jockeying, which is happening behind the scenes and even in public and in the press, is about managing Clinton's exit from the race so that she can get everything she wants and so that Senator Obama can get her support and also, of course, the important support of her followers.
So what do you know about that process, that bargaining process? What's going on there? What she wants, what he wants?
Well, there are several different things at stake here. Her list of things she's interested in ranges in everything from money to help for some of her supporters, particularly there are African-American party officials who have supported her that have taken a lot of heat for supporting Barack Obama. There's even one Clinton advisor I talked to talked about Obama doing something that might kind of tamp down on a lot of the grief that Bill Clinton got for his comments that were perceived to be racially insensitive. There will also, of course, be talk about a vice presidential role, perhaps, for her. What Senator Obama wants is to go through this process in a way that is honorable for Hillary Clinton, that gives her an exit that seems gracious, because he doesn't want to do anything that will anger her supporters, who are already quite angry about the way this race has gone forward.
Senator Obama is in Chicago, or at least he was when we last spoke. You're with him there, headed for St. Paul, Minnesota tonight. Now, why St. Paul, Minnesota?
Senator Obama is going to St. Paul and hopes to give a speech tonight that essentially, basically where he will be able to say that he's got the nomination wrapped up, because Minnesota is a swing state, and also, very importantly, it is where the Republicans will hold their convention later this summer. And Obama will start to make his argument about the general election. And he'll make his pitch, the beginning of his general election pitch to those swing state voters in that state. But also he wants to define what his story is going to be in his race against John McCain, take this important moment when everybody's focusing on him, and lay out the storyline as he'd like to see it played out, rather than letting the McCain camp try to define him first.
There are all sorts of stories on the political blogs about numbers of superdelegates who may be about to declare for him. Maybe they'll wait till tomorrow. Do you know what the numbers might be for tonight? What are you hearing? And will there be a kind of a troop of people with him there on the stage? How are they going to manage this?
Well, the troop is marching. He may get a superdelegate on the stage with him, but the numbers are coming out. They're down, I think, now to about 35 or 34 that he needs. These numbers are coming out as we speak and will come out through the day. The big question is whether a sufficient number of superdelegates will come out so that when he wins the pledge delegates from the two contests tonight, those will push him over, or whether some of the superdelegates who are waiting, there are some Montana officials, for example, who are waiting for the results to come in before they endorse, whether he will then be pushed over the magic number after the polls close. And that is a mystery right now. So
okay.
we're waiting to just see.
We'll wait and see how the mystery comes out. The delegate total, 2,118. We'll see what happens. John Dickerson, chief political writer for Slate.com. John, thank you again.
Thank you, Alex.
One of New York State's last undecided superdelegates has decided. She is Irene Stein of Ithaca, New York, and she's chairwoman of the Tompkins County Democratic Committee. She's here now. And welcome to the program, Ms. Stein. Who are you backing?
I'm backing Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton. I'm convinced, having thought this through very carefully and watched every kind and source of information that I could think of, that she is the candidate that is strongest against the Republican candidate, John McCain.
Why did you wait until now?
Two different kinds of reasons. One, I take my responsibility as a superdelegate very seriously, and that responsibility is to act according to my judgment as to what would be best for the Democratic Party and the nation. Second, it was a very difficult situation for me personally because Tompkins County, my county, is the only county in New York State where a majority of the voters supported Senator Obama in the primary. So I take that very seriously. Secondly, I was elected to the DNC, which in turn allowed me to be a superdelegate, and I was elected by the State Democratic Committee, which is heavily supportive of Hillary Clinton. I have a lot of conflicting pressures on me. I would watch the data very, very carefully, and I came to the conclusion that we will win with Senator Obama if he is our candidate. Hillary Clinton is substantially stronger when you look at the analysis that shows how they fare in each state according to that state's electoral college votes. Because as you know, the popular vote does not elect a president. We found that out, unfortunately, at the beginning of the Bush years, in my opinion. The electoral college vote does. And Hillary Clinton is very strong, and she easily beats McCain, and this has been consistent. Putting that hard data together with my judgment and my gut based on about 30 years in political life, 30 years of interacting with people in politics, I just felt that Hillary Clinton is the much stronger candidate.
But do you worry that your vote now may be a little too little too late, that Barack Obama...
I did not feel ready to make a vote earlier, and I don't know if I would have altered anything by making a vote earlier.
How do you feel, though, about going against the wishes of your constituents, the voters in your county who went for Barack Obama?
I'm not happy about it. But I was not elected by them to make this particular judgment, and I've explained it to them to the best of my ability, and I hope and believe that they respect my goodwill, and I think they fully understand that no one will work harder than I to elect the Democratic candidate, no matter who that person is.
Ms. Stein, thank you for joining us.
You're very welcome.
That's Irene Stein of Ithaca, New York, a newly announced superdelegate for Hillary Clinton.
Seattle lawyer and Democratic superdelegate David McDonald was on the party's rules committee that met over the weekend to settle the difficult issue of the errant Michigan and Florida primaries. He stayed undeclared through that process and now says he will vote for Senator Obama. David McDonald, we spoke on Friday. Welcome back. How long have you known that Senator Obama is your candidate?
Oh, I would say about 18, 19 hours.
Really? You only just made up your mind, really, truly?
Yeah.
I know that you felt that you shouldn't say where you were before this Rules Committee meeting over the weekend, but did you really have some instinct of where you were going?
No, but what I had is from watching that either one of them could win the general election. And just to step back a bit on the process, I really was doing my best to simply not get attached to either candidate. But once the Rules Committee was over, I had a day to sightsee in D.C. and took it rather than watching news that day, and had a six-hour plane flight with no cell phone interruptions, and unfortunately, or fortunately, I suppose, no movies on the plane that I hadn't seen, and a night's sleep, and then woke up and thought, well, you know, I need to think about this morning in started thinking about it, but I needed some free time, frankly. I mean, I kept coming back to the fact that Obama started with a 50-state strategy and was willing to go early into relatively tough territory where we, for the last number of years, have not really been contesting seats, and dig out Democrats and organize them. That, coupled with the energy level that I was seeing in Obama's supporters, were really kind of the tipping factors.
What do you think of the process this year? Because Senator Obama does come to the end of this, well, as John Dickerson writes at Slate.com, not sprinting across the finish line. I mean, it's a difficult end for him.
It is a difficult end, but what he gains from it is he is tested. A president's got to be able to deal with surprises and adversity. I mean, let's face it, that job does not go according to script. So he's gotten out of this extended campaign something he never would have gotten if everybody folded up on February 15th.
You've said that you're confident either candidate can win the general election.
Yes.
But I wonder, what is your assessment of Senator McCain as a candidate? And what does your party have to do in order to win against him?
I'd say the main thing we have to do to win against McCain is remind people that he's not all that different than George Bush. And I don't think the public wants to continue the Bush agenda.
But if the public has an idea of Senator McCain, it is as someone who often disagrees with his party leadership and with the White House. He's been a difficult ally for the Bush White House for years.
My memory is that he was a more difficult ally for them before the 2000 race for president than after, and that afterwards, when he could begin to see he might run again, he seems to have been far more supportive of Bush. And I think it's the last 8 years, the actual Bush tenure, that we need to look at.
What role would you like Senator Clinton to play now?
I would like her to put in the same tenacity into getting a White House administration that's Democratic and a broad mandate from the public to carry across an agenda that both houses of Congress will support. And I think from the years I've known her, that's what she wants to do, too. I mean, she probably wants a night's sleep or something, but I think that's where she is, too.
David McDonald, superdelegate from Seattle and now declared supporter of Senator Obama for that nomination. David, thank you.
Thanks.